Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can I play it play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy, huh? Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out. Welcome to the show, your boy Pretty Tone in the building. Can a player play? Live. Once again, every Sunday at 2:30, we come through here and represent. And when I say we, I mean me. And of course, my esteemed colleague, the Right Honorable Sir K. Diddy Esquire, the Elixir of Love. K. Diddy, what's good, family?
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. We got a blazer for you today. We got our boy Maurice Dean, the author of Why Men Cheat. Got a blazing show today. Pretty Tony, we're going to light it up. I'm sure the ladies going to be calling in. They're going to have a whole lot of questions, and hopefully we got some answers, and for the gents as well.
Absolutely. We're glad I see everybody in the chat room tuning in. Mr. Dean is going to share his point of view with us. I think we got him on hold now. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let me see. Is this Mr. Maurice Dean calling in live?
This is Maurice. How you doing there, brother?
I'm doing all right, brother. Welcome to the show. We're glad to have you on because, you know, it's your book kind of ties into what we kind of preach over here. So I want you to go on and set it up for the good people out there listening in. Tell them, you know, a little bit about yourself, the name of the book, and what inspired you to write it, Mr. Dean.
Okay, well, the book is called Why Men Cheat, What Men Really Think, and Internet Dating. And one of the things I was trying to accomplish is to talk about dating from a modern-day atmosphere. We got a lot of people dating on the internet now. You know, the game has changed a little bit, but it's still the same. You got a lot of guys out there, you know, cheating. But I talk about some of the reasons why we cheat as young men and how we come up. And, you know, some of us mature out of it, and some of us, you know, we stay in that lifestyle. So that's basically what I'm...
All right.
Okay.
Now, that begs the question. We're going to start off with the question that goes back as old as time itself, brother. You know what I mean? The Big Bang Theory and the whole nine. Why do men cheat, Mr. Dean?
Well, like I say, the number one reason is always going to be greed. We always want that extra thing or something more than we already have. But what I try to do is talk about why we have that greed. And it's because as young men, we teach it to each other. We teach each other, you know, to look at that girl there, look at that one there. You know, you don't have that positive influence as young men saying, hey, you don't have to go that way. Most of our friends and ourselves, we're teaching each other to go after women at a really young age. And like I said, it continues as we grow older. You know what I'm saying?
Right on. Okay, Dizzle, I hear you moving around. You wanted to ask him something more?
Yeah, well,
rolling?
You know, I was kind of wondering, too. I'm cool, but I guess I had a question, not more, I guess, a statement, kind of.
Okay.
Do you believe that some of this, too, kind of lends toward, you know, some men are just insecure within their own self? Or, well, that's one thing. Men could be insecure in their own self, which kind of lends to them wanting to go out and try to get security by having a whole bunch of females. And the other thing is, a man feeling that one woman isn't adequate. I guess that would go into what your statement was saying about greed, of a man feeling that a one woman don't possess certain things, qualities, or whatever that man feel like he may want or need, that he looks to other women to supply him with. Does that make sense, what I'm trying to say?
It makes a whole lot of sense, brother. I mean, like I said, you know, a lot of men, we are insecure as men because, you know, we're not taught to be with that one person. We're taught to keep chasing and chasing. And like I said, a lot of it is brought on by other men. You know, we want to look good to our friends and we want to be them. And, you know, years ago, if you call a guy a player, it was an insult. But you call a man a player today, it's a compliment, you know, so... A lot of it comes from that, how the everything is changing.
Now, from the little bit that I've read about you, you seem to be a well-traveled man, ex-military, right?
20 years, brother, 20 years.
All right. That in itself must have been an experience, right?
It has, and like I said, I've been all around the world. I've talked to, you know, women and men from other countries, and the game is the same everywhere. We would assume that, you know, maybe Europe's different or they have the same problems we have right here in the States, you know, so it's not really that different.
Now, and like I said, one of the reasons I was excited about this show is that the subject matter ties into something that I write about myself all the time. You know what I mean? The whole relationship and the player stuff, because, you know, I try to preach that a little bit. But in the book Playology, I wrote about a syndrome that I like to call the grass is greener on the other side syndrome. And I noticed that in your book, you were saying that women from other countries and cultures tend to think American men are better than or more compassionate or whatever than men from their own culture and country?
Yeah. That's been my experience. Women in other countries, they are, you know, guys in America especially, you know, we as brothers, we're a little bit smoother than other guys. So, you know, we're going to compliment you and we're going to say nice things, you know, and we may have a good intent, we may have a bad intent. But the thing about, you know, Europe and Australia and other places I've been to, even Japan, if a guy sees a woman, there's no small talk. He's just going to come and be like, hey, come to my hotel, you know. Whereas Americans, I'm going to ask you out on a date, you know, take you to a nice restaurant, whatever. I may, like I said, my intention may be good or bad, but that's the way they perceive Americans.
But, you know, I want to also jump in on that and saying they must have not met a lot of brothers from the hood. Because a brother in the hood ain't trying to hear about no whining and dining. He want to know when he can come through and kick it. You know what I'm saying?
True.
But I guess the approach still is formatted based upon the culture that we're in, because men from other culture tend to be a little bit more aggressive in their approach. Now, is it because that they think women are, let's say, no, I don't want to say that. That's not politically correct. Women are supposed to do what they want them to do.
When did you start getting politically correct?
No, I don't want to say that right now. I can't throw myself on that grenade right now, because that's going to set off a whole different storm. They view women as, you know, just do what I say. That's the way it's supposed to be. Is it why they're more direct?
I think that does have something to do with it. I think, especially in America, a lot of American women are more independent and they demand more respect. And you know, a lot of them, you're not going to come at in that way, you know. So, and even like that brother in the hood, you know, he's still going to compliment that sister or whoever he's talking to. He's going to tell her how beautiful she is or, you know, how fine she is or whatever before he gets to wherever he's trying to go with that conversation. He's not just going to, you know, step to her and say, hey, cutting to my spot. He's going to be like, hey, you look beautiful, you're fine. Where European, you know, men, not all of them, I never use the word all, but a lot of them don't do that. And that's, they see that difference, you know, with brothers in America, so.
Okay. Now, what was your what inspired you to write the book?
Well, one thing I, you know, I grew up in the military, and I used to counsel people on their relationships constantly, and, you know, a lot of them thought I gave advice, and, I try to help people out. Another thing, you know, I grew up in a household without a father, so I didn't have that positive male influence, but my mother was such a strong influence on me that it made me want to be a better man for myself. So that's a little bit of that and a little bit of military experience, and I just wanted to put it in the words and get my thoughts out there.
Okay, for everybody chiming in, we have Mr. Maurice Dean on the line. For you ladies out there, if you have a question you want to throw at Mr. Dean, because I know it's always burning up women to find out, why do men do this? Why do men do that? Chime in, press the number one, you know. You can jump in the chat room, ask Mr. Dean a question. And Mr. Dean, tell the good folks where they can pick up copies of your book, sir.
I had a question to you before we go on to that. Maurice, how many times have you heard men tell you that the reason they step out like that is because some female hurt them or broke their heart?
And you know what? All of that is part of it, and I've heard it a few times. And it's a lot more common in women. You know, women do it more on emotion. Men, we do it a lot more on greed, but you do get, you know, that brother that, you know, somebody did him wrong or something like that. And not that, you know, it's good to go out and do bad because you had it done to you yourself, but you get that every now and then. It's not as common, but it does happen.
Right, because, you know, some guys talk about this female did that to them, this female did to that. So it
right.
seems like they're out on a vendetta, you know, just to go out and just hurt women because of something that, you know, some female did to them. You know, might not even been a significant other. It even might even been their mama that hurt them
yeah.
or did something to them, you know, from a childhood age, you know, and they went out and just
right.
out to get women for some reason.
And the thing about it is, you know, we're never going to be able to narrow down all the reasons why, you know, we do things that cause we do. But I would say greed would start out at the top, then you got communication, and then like you were just saying, you got some people that got hurt. Instead of, you know, moving on, they go out and hurt people themselves. So it's so many reasons why we get into that lifestyle. And, you know, you can even put maturity in there. You know, myself, you know, I was a different man at 21 than I am now. You know, the things I did back then, I would do now because I've matured out of it and I've tried to be a better person, you know. So maturity comes in there too.
Yeah, I think that should be common with most men, you know, that I guess real men that are living life and that have gone through some of life's experiences, you know, they grow out of the panic collecting stage when they mature and really narrow down and find out, you know, the type of woman, or should I say the quality of woman that you know, they want to settle down with. A lot of times men don't really know, you know, growing
right.
up just like little boys. You don't know things until you try it, taste it, drive it, ride it, you know, take it home, and then you find out, hey, well, that's not a good look for me, and I want to do something else.
Right. And before we move on to anything, that's another thing. You know, a good woman and a positive woman can also influence a brother to do the right thing. You know, if I step to a woman and, you know, and she said, hey, what's wrong with me that night, most guys are going to man up and go home with that woman. But you take that same woman and that same guy, and she said, okay, I'll go out on a date with you a week from now, he's going to take that option too. So it's also about how the women present themselves to the man too. So
absolutely. That is, I mean, that's powerful right there, because I think a lot of women don't really know how to get their point across, at least the modern-day women. They still think that they could manhandle a man and make him change or do they will a bidding, but I mean, that don't really work either, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we had a caller that was going to say something, but I guess they changed their mind.
Okay.
We ain't mad at you. You can join us back whenever you choose to. I guess they had a question for Mr. Dean. And we're going to keep the show rolling. We have Mr. Maurice Dean on with us. He is the author of the book, Why Do Men Cheat? What They Really Think, and Internet Dating. Wow. having a little bit of technical difficulties here. But don't you worry none. We're going to get it straightened out.
Yeah, for those who just, I was just going to say, those that just join us, the call-in number is 646-929-2870. Hit number one on your line and let us know that you're there, and we're glad to let you in and join us.
Absolutely. And we're going to keep the show moving right along. It's your boy, Pretty Tony. I was really excited about this show today because I want, a lot of times men don't have a forum to talk about the things that affect us in a civil manner. You know, a lot of times, like Mr. Dean was saying earlier, we're influenced by our homeboys and stuff, and we're in the hunt stage, the panty hunting stage, the panty collecting stage. Sometimes, you know, you're like, man, I'm going with my girl. One of the first things out your boy mouth is, man, you soft, man. Man, you so, you know what we're doing tonight, and you talking about you going to be with your girl. What's wrong with you? And a lot of times, you know, the guilt factor, a lot of people don't seem to think, and ladies, this is for you, because sometimes I know y'all are so puzzled by us. When we have homeboys and stuff, their opinions matter. They really do. And sometimes they matter too much. And a lot of times, even with cheating, in our mind, I think we think it's just some rite of passage, or we keeping some code alive, or we don't want to look soft. And as Mr. Dean stated earlier, there is like so many, it's not any one shot fits all answers why men do the thing we do. Because even though we're simple, we're at the same time, we're complex. Maybe not as complex as women, but, you know, we complex too. You know, a lot of ego-driven machismo and stuff of that nature. Do you agree, Mr. Dean?
I totally agree with you, brother. And one of the things women have to realize with men, you know, I get a lot of women to be like, you know, they get that birds of a feather flock together type thing where they think all men, you know, are the same. But, you know, in any group of men, you're going to have different personalities. You know, at the end of the day, you're going to have you always got that friend that you hang out with when you want to, you know, clown around. You got your business friend you want to talk about making money. You got your spiritual friend you go to church with. And in that group, you're going to find each one of them has a different personality, where one might chase women, one might drink too much.
What are you doing?
Monologue.
3105. So you're on live with us. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How's everybody doing over there?
We're doing all right.
Tony, this is, I want to introduce Minnie Fox, actor, singer, and motivational speaker to the group. Welcome to the show, Miss Fox.
Thank you. How are you today?
We're good.
Well, I was listening in. I heard some interesting comments that your guest made, and he's pretty on point with most of what I heard him saying.
Let me introduce everybody. This is Pretty Tony, author of the trilogy "Play a Step Your Game Up," "Who Is She, What Is She to You," and "Playology." And also, we have our guest for today, Mr. Maurice Dean, author of "Why Men Cheat." Everybody, and this is Minnie Fox, actor, singer, motivational speaker.
Well, Ms. Fox, welcome to the show. Is there anything you wanted to add it from a female perspective pertaining to the conduct of us brothers?
Basically, just keeping it real. And for some reason, many men, not necessarily our men, but all men pretty much, they're either going to come at you straight and tell you what it is and things about their past, or they'll tell you what they think you want to know. And when you ask a particular question, they're going to answer that question and not necessarily the real of what you're really asking. For instance, if you ask a man, have you been married before? And if he has been married before, or if he is married and going through a divorce or is separated, his answer to you, if he's a brother that doesn't want you to know his business, will be, yes, I have. Not, I'm going through a divorce, or I'm separated right now. If he's for real, then he's going to tell you, I'm going through a divorce, or I'm separated right now. So a lot of times, some of those men don't give a woman an opportunity to make the decision whether she wants to be involved with him while he's going through that divorce or that separation, because he didn't honestly give her an answer to her question. But it was the way the question was asked. You with me?
I tell my ladies if you
want to know if this man that you want to date is married or going through a separation or if he's divorced, ask that question. The question, have you been married before? If he is going through a divorce or separation, I want you to know that, and he'll say yes. But the question is, have you been separated, or are you separated, or are you going through a divorce? Then he has to answer you differently if he's going to be honest with you.
So it would come down to the phrasing of the question, then, is what you're saying.
Exactly, because in retrospect, he answered your question, have you been married before? And he said yes. So he answered your question, but he didn't give you the answer you were looking for, which is you're either married or you're not. You're just separated,
okay, so,
or you're going through a divorce.
So I got a question for you. So who's at fault there? Is the man at fault for answering the question as you presented it, or is he at fault because he wasn't a mind reader, not really knowing what you were really trying to ask?
Well, it's a twofold. One, if the woman asks that particular question and she really wants to know if he's been married before or if he's separated or is he going through a divorce, then she needs to be a little more direct with the question. But if the man is one that wants to be honest about the question that she asks, he knows what she's asking.
Oh,
and if
so
he's
now
honest,
he's,
he can go on
so
and just be straight up
responsible.
And just answer the question. He's responsible because guess what? The average woman, if you ask her, have you been married before? If she's separated or going through a divorce, she's going to tell you. The average woman. She's going to say, yeah, I've been married before, but I'm going through a divorce right now.
Respectfully beg to differ on that response, my dear Miss Fox, because when it comes to elusiveness, when it comes to phrasing the statement suited to the question, women own that domain.
Yeah,
well, you know what? I'm going to go there with you on another point. Tony, excuse me, I'm sorry. Lamont didn't tell you my other side, in which I work with women and men that have addictive relationships and domestic violence. So he didn't mention that part of it. So you and I will go there on another note. But I just wanted to bring up the point because it's happened to me before. It has happened to women that I know, and it's happened to men that I've counseled. And so I just wanted to put it out there that either side, man or woman, when you're questioned about what's going on in your life, and you're having that conversation with the person and go, wow, have you been married before? If you are going through a divorce or you are going through a separation, yes, you've been married before. So if you say yes, you answered the question. But do know the person is really asking you, you know, are you still involved? If it's somebody that's new, that you're getting to know. So if you're not trying to be deceiving and you're an honest person and you want to get to know this person, then you got to tell them, you know, yeah, I've been married before. I'm going through a divorce right now. Or, you know, me and my wife are separated. So you've answered that question as opposed to saying, yes, I've been married before, and you left it at that. And then later it comes out by you overhearing someone talking about it, or maybe that person slipped up or something, and you find out, you know, a couple months down the road, a week down the road, that person was separated or going through a divorce. Then you're looking at them and you're going, well, why didn't you tell me that when I asked you?
How you feel about that, Maurice?
Hey, Tony, you know, I agree with the sister at some point because, you know, when we meet some, like they say, we meet their representative. You know, we meet that person that they want to come or whatever. But at the same time, you know, I talk about in the book how women, you know, when you first meet that guy, you have more power in that situation than you realize. Those first few weeks when you meet somebody, a guy, if he sincerely wants to do life, he will tell you anything you want to know. But like the sister was saying, you have to ask the questions, and you have to ask the right questions. Because, you know, down the road, that same guy that was telling you, you know, hey, my sister's an alcoholic, I got a gay cousin, and blah, 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 who will tell you anything about his life, 6 months from now he don't want to talk. And women believe that myth that men don't like to communicate. At the beginning of that relationship, we'll tell you anything you want to know if we really like you. You know, and it's
exactly.
Now down the road that communication falls off for whatever reason, but a better time than to learn about that man as when you first meet him, because you might not get that communication, you
exactly.
know, months or years down the road. So, yeah, you definitely got to ask the right questions.
I've been working with men and women to ask more direct questions, and me myself, when a person says to me, "Have you been married before?" I say, "Yes, I have, but I'm divorced now." That's how I answer that question, if I'm, you know, being honest and straight up with that person. But some people, you got to pull a little more from them. So you have to say, "Oh, you've been married before? Why are you divorced? Are you going through a separation right now?" You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to ask more of a question, because I've had men and women that has happened to. And if a person, and sometimes it don't mean that they're actually hiding anything. It may be they just answer the question the way you ask that question, and they're waiting to get to know you better before they tell you more about their business. So
come on, Tony.
You have those type of people
there you
too.
Go. Now, Tony finna fall on the grenade, y'all. Come on, Tony.
Yes, you know I'm about to jump on the grenade, brother, because I am a firm believer in everything is not for everybody, and sometimes depending
exactly.
on the nature of the conversation that we're having, the response is suited to the person. New to the game in the chat room says that half-truths are still lies, and I asked new to the game, but what isn't half-truth? And they responded giving a half-answer.
Right.
I feel that responses are framed towards the question, and sometimes
exactly.
you have to give people doses. You can't just come roaring out with stuff. You got to gently ease them in, because some of the stuff that you may want to reveal, it comes back to that old cliche with
hello?
This
hello?
Person, you can't just roll it all out of them at once. You got to, like, give them doses, you know. Too much might become overwhelming. But is that still considered half-truth?
That is a good question. Have truths? I don't know. I guess that could be depending on the individual that's receiving the answer, or what is their real intention for the initial question that they asked. Because you could have just answered exactly what they asked. If you answer exactly what that person asked, I mean, what is that, a have truth, or you just answered exactly what they asked? But that
there
wasn't really what they wanted to know. So it still depends on how they want to receive your answer.
New to the game in the chat room says, most people don't think in that much detail. Either you're married or you're not. Why is it so hard for them to just say what's up and cover it all? But as time goes by, why can't they just step up then? It still comes back to asking and answering the question. Let me let Ms. Fox back in, because she had slipped away from us for a moment.
I got cut off.
Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. We're glad to have you.
Thank
you. Did you want to respond? You didn't hear anything.
I got cut off, so I just came back in when you were
earlier, Lamont said I was about to jump on the grenade. I was making a point that you can't just roll everything out on somebody all at once
exactly.
when you're getting to know them. Sometimes you got to give them doses, especially if it's somebody that you're really interested in, because we're all complex, complicated beings at the end of the day. And you can't wear everything about yourself, sleeve, and like a badge, and just drop it on a potential suitor. You know what I'm saying? You gotta
exactly.
give them a little time to ease on into you.
You do, but your basics, your basics, and you want to get to know John. John wants to get to know Sally. The basic question is whether you're single or not, whether you are available or not. So that person and yourself will have an opportunity to say, you can decide whether or not you want to be involved with that. You have some women that will date a married man and some men that will date a married woman. But you need to know. You know, I've had women and men that have dated someone and they didn't ask the questions. And because they didn't ask the questions, the person didn't reveal it and then find out they're dating someone that's married and then all is lost. So basically, your basics, when you're interested in somebody and you get past that hello and you get past that exchange the phone number, and you get past that one or two phone calls to one another, letting one another you know that you're interested, then you need to ask the question, are you married?
Let me ask
unless you
that
are
again.
A person that don't
let,
care
let
whether you're married or not.
I want
but
to
hold
ask
on.
Ms.
I got
Fox
a question that's more important than that. The question is, are your baby daddy or baby daddy's crazy?
Yeah, see, that comes in. You know what I'm saying?
That was an important question. Do you have any stalkers? You know what I mean?
When it comes
in,
our questions
right
are very important.
I want to hear Ms. Fox's opinion of the subject of today's show, the topic. In your opinion, from a female, why do men cheat?
You have several kinds, and I'll give you an example of two.
Mm-hmm.
You have the man that is secure with everything that he has, including his woman, who feels that he needs to add sometimes a little more excitement to his life. He loves his wife dearly or he loves his girlfriend dearly and wouldn't trade them for the world. But there's a side of him that needs something that either one, that woman cannot provide, or two, she doesn't like to do. And there's something about her that he loves that he had his kids by, or he was simply just into that relationship, but he still crave the need to be fulfilled in a certain way that she wasn't doing. It could be something, and you're going to laugh, but in my studies, it could be something as simple as the affection without sex. It may have been the hand-holding, the comfort to know that you can go to that woman and cry on her shoulder and don't feel less than a man. And perhaps the wife or the woman that you love so doesn't provide that for you. So the woman that is giving that for you, that's the one you end up getting all wrapped up in. And then the SCX comes in later and you find yourself cheating when you may not have set out to do that in the first place. You know what I'm saying? And then you have another man, example two, would be the guy that enough's not enough.
That's three.
And
too many ain't
three.
That's number three. There's a couple of different ones, but those two. You have the man who don't intend to cheat. And it's just simply fulfilling a need that he had, whether it wasn't sexual, and it turned into being a sexual encounter because he ended up being so vulnerable with that particular woman, not intending to hurt the one that he's with. And
now,
then you have
Ms.
the
Fox,
man that, yes.
I like your responses, Ms. Fox, because at least you're taking time to explore thought process.
I'm sorry, say it again, I couldn't hear you.
I said that at least you're taking time to present different points of view on this subject matter because somebody in the chat room new to the game said men cheat just because they can. And I know that that it's deeper than that.
Yeah.
It's not just because. Now, I'm sure there are a few who do it because they can, but there are
hey,
other brothers. Yes.
Sorry, jumping on you. This is Maurice. You know, I get that a lot, you know, people, you know, we want to simplify it to men cheat because they can, but I always turn around and say men cheat because we're taught to cheat. And, you know, like the sister was saying, you know, a lot of men, you know, even like the happily married men,
right.
You know, you can be happily married, you can have the best sex in the world and all of that.
Right.
But what
right.
you don't realize is that man has had at least 15 years, maybe 20 years, of being brought up in the atmosphere from his peers that cheating is the right thing to do. You know, we're taught from teenagers on that, hey, go after that girl, go after that girl, go after that girl. And like I said, some of us mature out of it, some of us don't. So he might be married at 35, 34, but his life before that, his partners were saying, hey, go get every girl you can. So, you know, being happily married, I mean, still dealing with that. But if you've got that great communication, you can work past that and also mature.
Right. And see, that's another thing, too, is that on the point that you're talking about, I'm sure you were all grown on the phone, so I'm going to go there with you a little bit. And just the circles that I've been in with dealing with men and anger management and working with the women in the jails and the conversations that they have had about different things that they've done, it works with the women, too. Sometimes it's the woman that is considered the cheater, but she may not have started out being that with that man. That man may have just been a good friend that she can laugh and giggle with, and he didn't mind going with her to Victoria's Secrets to pick out something that was going to be sexy for her husband, and they just cool, and it goes down.
And she thought he was gay until she got
exactly. Undressed
in front of him, and then he pounced all
over. No, let's be real. No. But what I'm saying is that the our men, and I mean men of all nationalities, sometimes can get so caught up in work, love them to death, in their sports, in their buddies, in their homeboys, that the women that they love that are closest to them suffer the consequences. And some men feel, well, hey, I'm paying all the bills, I'm taking everything, you don't have to worry about nothing, what are you complaining for? Well, she's complaining because she's not getting your time. She needs a little bit of your time, a little hand holding. It's not always sex, but the hand holding, the attention, the least little thing, going to the movies with her, spending time. When the men aren't doing those kind of things, it's not that the woman has the wandering eyes or the next person is giving that to her, but it's definitely inviting, as well as the men who go through that with their women that may be so caught up raising the family, so caught up taking care of the kids. You know what I'm saying? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. And they get caught up in that, and they forget. So thus, the communication on the level of sitting down, talking, chit-chatting to the bedroom. And I tell the women all the time, if you're telling your man, oh, this is great, this is wonderful, this is, you're the best daddy, oh, poppy, whatever you're saying to him, and he thinks that that's what's making it work for you, because you're too embarrassed to say, sweetheart, this isn't working, let's try it another way, because you feel you're going to hurt his feelings, and you're lying to him. And all he's doing is coming back to you, giving you what he thinks is pleasing you when it's not, and you're getting frustrated and saying you're having issues in the bedroom, but you're the one that's calling him.
Hey, Tony.
Hold on. We got another caller trying to chime in here. 111, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Yeah, hi, how are you? Thank you, and hello to the panelists. I presume that's who you guys are.
Yes,
I have a position that's going to be a little bit controversial, but I think it may hit the nail right on the head if we are solution-oriented. And by the way, that's my moniker, is Mr. Solution. I want to say that virtually the vast majority of problems in a relationship, and particularly this one related to cheating, are in the power of the woman to control. And that is the man that she chooses, because most of us would hardly deny, if we are required to think about it, the woman chooses the man whom she's with. And normally women don't discuss this with men. If they like the guy, if they're hot for the guy, they don't ask the guy about his relationship pedigree. Also, there are situations where a woman will use sex as a weapon, as a reward and punishment, which she should not do. And sometimes this can drive a man to cheat. But I would say the overarching problem is that women choose men who aren't monogamous in the first place. And women do not check that out. What do you think about that?
Oh, boy.
Hey, Tony,
my man,
let me
you called in. Who jumped in on the grenade first?
Go ahead, Maurice. Let me come in there. You know, I totally agree with what the brother was saying, because, like I was saying, when a woman first meets a man, he will tell you anything you want to know. But the problem is when they don't ask the questions. You ask a man when you first meet him, you know, when we talk about being, a woman will be like, you know, hey, have you ever cheated on anyone? And 99% of the answer is when I was young, and that's the end of that conversation. But if we actually got into the details of why you cheated, how did you feel about it? How did you make that person feel? We never go into in-depth conversation about that type of stuff. And the same thing with starting a sexual relationship, like the sister was talking about earlier. You know, if you don't put out there what you like and what you don't like, that might be that thing that's missing that might make that other person, you know, look something up. Might be wrong, but communication, it can fix so many problems that we have today. Like the brother was saying, that sister has to realize how much power she has in that relationship, especially at the beginning. Because if he's sincere about you and you seriously talk about all different, you know, sex, cheating, you know, monogamy and all that, a brother is going to tell you if he really wants in your life.
Hey,
right. I have one more. This is Mr. Solution. Is my mic open?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to provide you with a little bit of science just to let you know, although my opinion tends to be quite valid because I apply logic and reason to it through observation. But I want to refer you guys to an article. It was written August 10th, 2011 by a Miss Natasha Burton, and it's called Love Lessons, Decoding the Desire for the Bad Boy. And what it goes through is that a number of experts, behavioral experts, are in behavior and also one in anthropological biology, points out that women tend to like the bad boy. And they've even broken it down to the types of bad boys, the elusive bad boy, the guarded bad boy, and there is some overlap in the guarded and the elusive. The non-committal bad boy, and, of course, the fixer-upper bad boy. And I really encourage you guys to read that article. But what it basically says, the gist of it is, while men tend to fall in love with the woman as she is, women often fall in love with the guy she believes a man can become. And now they say exceptions do exist, but we're talking about the general schematic here. And also, women find men who are with smiling faces and who want to be with her. It says that most women don't find that attractive. Now, while men find women who are open and have smiling faces and show happiness, men are very attracted to women such as that. But I think what we need to do is talk real candidly, which most of us don't do, about the choices that women make. Now, the problem is, I'm not against a woman choosing whomever she chooses. If she likes bad boys, fine. But I don't want to hear you complaining. If the bad boy is what you like and that's what you choose, which means you reject the good guys for the bad boy, then shut up and bear it. But since we're talking about solutions, we can continue on with that. But again, I want to draw you guys' attention to this article, and we need a little bit of science and independent research, which I'm providing you with, vis-a-vis the selection processes of women. And so most of the problems in relationships, about 70% of the divorces, are initiated by women. And so what we have, I think, that causes the greatest problem is that women have come out of an era where they did not work. Now women work, have equality with men, and so women want the benefits of both eras. They want a guy to pay and a guy to do the initiating, but yet when it benefits them, they want equality. So I often say the best first date, actually the best five first dates, is a walk in the park and a bottle of water in order to enhance the communication that I referenced a moment ago and that most women don't do. Most women don't do their due diligence relative to a guy. And that just means talking to the guy, having a good adult conversation. And I can provide you guys with some more information, but I will break off at that juncture and let you digest that.
Okay, I got one on
you. Article? What was the name of that article again by Natasha Burton?
The article is Love Lessons, Decoding the Desire for Bad Boys. And it's by Natasha, N-A-T-A-S-H-A, Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N. It's a very good article, by the way.
Go ahead.
Lamont, am I still on?
Yes.
Okay.
Minnie had a comment she wanted to make in regards to that. Go ahead, Minnie.
I did, and all due respect to you, brother. I feel exactly everything that you said from a woman's perspective on what you said, and I appreciate that. But I would challenge you with this, and then maybe you can have a solution for what I'm going to say about the good guy. So, yes, women have this persona with some guys that are bad guys. They do that. But there's also the good guy out there. Just like men, like...
She's cutting out. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we completely lost her. She'll come back in.
Yeah.
She just lost her, but she'll So we're going to keep the show rolling.
I don't want to be that guy because we've done some shows early on, but, I mean, some guy that we know kind of personally say that women have been screwing up since Adam and Eve, but I don't want to mention that guy's name right now.
Well, go on and claim the title, brother.
I'm not going to jump on that grenade because that kind of, like, goes along with everything. My man has been saying that women been initiating this stuff all the time. It's all the women's fault. That's why guys do what they do. But I don't know that guy that said that.
No.
Okay, and I would like to say that there is a measure of truth to everything, every point that we're all making on the show today, because that's I talk to women about it all the time. If you keep dating the same guy in different bodies, how do you expect a different result? So if you're attracted to the bad boy and the good boy likes you, but you show no interest in the good boy. So you
right,
have to
this is the solution to that if I just
made
it. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you know what I mean? So like if you get a young lady who is promiscuous, I'm going to try to be politically correct because I was going to say it real hood-like, but I'm going to be politically correct today and say, let's say you're dating a woman who is promiscuous. You expect
is that a
her to do promiscuous things. Why would you think she's not going to do promiscuous things when you met her one way? That's how she is. Then you choose to have children by her. And now you expect suddenly because you had a child that she's going to stop doing what promiscuous women do? No. We are attracted.
Yeah. I wrote the 7 communication principles to love, sex, and dating, and their 7 results. And what I outline in there is that modern-day women should be required to woman up, and this is also true with girls. Guys have set back, and it's guys' problem too, because guys have set back and allowed women to really be pretty much out of control. We have not checked them or at least just talked to them in adult fashion. And what I mean is the only solution that I can see, and I try to carve out solutions for those who want solutions. A lot of us don't want solutions. Realize that, by the way. The thing of it is women are going to have to start initiating with men, given their equality and 21st century rights to full equality with men. They're going to have to start initiating communication. Now, we all can agree how important communication is, but we allow women to be slackers on that very important startup communication. And I would also say that a man and a woman meeting for the first time, nobody is the leader, nobody is the host or the guest, you're just strangers. What you're doing is examining possibilities. And so you're just opening up communication. Now, what this will help women do is realize that they need to have a conversation. They need to be full-fledged adults. This will help women grow up. A lot of women are little girls in adult female bodies and also paying on first dates. This will help women also grasp that there's a reality to dating. Rather than just floating in and wanting to be parasites on strange men. So we need to talk about these things from an adult standpoint. Can we love each other? Yes, we should. But that should be based upon truth, which we're operating on a lot of innuendos and lies as we currently proceed. So these are the two areas that men, quality men, need to challenge women. So women can get off these high horses, this high horse of entitlement that too many women have and help them grow up as adults. I don't see anything else that would help women. And I'm reading from the article again. It says, while dating bad boys...
Hold on. Hold that thought, my brother. Ms. Fox, you're back on live with us.
Okay, I'm sorry. My phone cut off, and I had to go get another phone to call back in because I'm out. Where I got cut off at, I don't know how much you heard where I was going, what I was saying, but just getting to the point, and I've been back on for a minute, so I've been able to hear you, brother, and I hear you, trust me. However, when you have, it shouldn't be a standard of a man of quality. It should be all men, regardless of what their nationality is or how much money they have to offer, just men, period. It should also be women, period, not the big, beautiful women or the heavyset women, the little skinny girls, the white girl, black girl. It should be women, period. When you have a woman, I'm going to use that example, who has maybe had a bad relationship, but she didn't give up on dating men, okay? And then she meets a man who is this quality man that you're talking about. He presents himself as that. He presents himself as a man that has good things to offer, as one would call it. And the steps were there, and he painted this picture of what things would be. They began to build this trusting, loving, appreciative, communicative relationship with everything that you just named, okay? And then a year goes by, and this woman finds out this man is not this quality man that he claimed that he was. There was nothing that she did that was her fault to make him do or say the things that he did because he presented who he was. So she could only go by what was presented to her. So a year later, she finds out that that particular man didn't work where he said he worked, didn't have the car that he said he had, lived where he said he lived, had the things that he said he had. And he ends up being this man who was living off of women that was scamming them out of their money. Just happens in this particular situation, he didn't get that woman's money because she happened to be an independent woman who had a job and who was handling her business, and she simply needed a companion, someone to love her as she wanted to love someone. And it wasn't all of the other things. You know, she paid for dinner. She paid for, you know, them going out and doing things, and it was kind of an equal thing. What do you have to say about the man that plays the games as if he is the quality man and preys upon the women that he thinks can deal or handle with him and vice versa? Because it has also happened to a lot of men by way of the woman.
Okay, hold on. We're going to let somebody else in on the conversation. 702-358, you're on with us. Welcome to the show. Hello. 358, you're on live. Okay, I guess they're just listening. All right. Ms. Fox just laid a scenario out there. Mr. Dean, you want to jump on that?
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
Bear in mind when you answer to what I put out there, that you take in note what the gentleman just said before me about the woman growing up, because men have to grow up to a certain extent as well. And it goes both ways. It's not just a one-sided thing. And when you don't have that communication and that relationship, or if one person's hiding something, no matter how well the communication seems to be, then it's not a fair plateau. And it doesn't always fall back on the woman.
My thing is this. Go ahead, sister. Hello?
No, sir. Go ahead. Respond, Mr. Dean.
My thing is this, and you know, dealing with the brother said, like I said earlier, you know, as a man pursuing a woman, we're talking about why men cheat. We're trying, you know, like he said, we're trying to give solutions. And as a man pursuing a woman, like I said in my book, you know, you gotta look at the cause and effect of why he cheated or have cheated. 80% of us in this world has probably cheated on somebody at one point in our lives, you know, if we're honest with ourselves and that person. But what I was saying from a woman's perspective is if that guy sincerely wants to be with you, because men and women, we all have good and bad characters in our personalities. So you're not going to meet that perfect person, you know. But as a woman being pursued by a man, take the opportunity to, you know, ask those questions like the sister was saying, you know, dig a little deeper. If he really wants to be with you, he's not going to mind if you dig a little deeper. We all got skeletons in the closet somewhere. So dig a little deeper, find out where he lives, find out who his friends are, his family, if he's, you know, over a period of time, if he's seriously pursuing you before you get into bed with him. You know what I'm saying?
What happened if she a gold digger and she out for your money because some mama that taught her daughter to grow up and go get you a good man, get a good job? You don't have to love
it's
and honor
not even that, brothers.
And
as a woman speaking to you guys, it's not even that. It's the basis of people being real with each other.
Right.
People being real with each other. Because the problem, the reason why the cheating is there and the deceiving is there, again, it's not always about what the person at home wasn't completely doing. It may have been what the person who's seeking needs that he feels isn't being, or she feels isn't being fulfilled. But when you have a relationship and you say dig deeper, yeah, you met some friends. Yeah, you met a few people that knew that person, but all along you were being deceived because maybe one or two of them went along with it. So my thought on that is, where do you draw the line when you are trying to be a decent person? Because all women aren't after men's pockets.
Right.
And there are some men that are exactly the opposite direction.
Hey, Diddy, I want to say something. Hold on. K. Diddy, I want to say something. A few shows ago, K. Diddy was talking about running background checks after the first date. And
right.
I don't agree with that because I think you're snooping a little bit too much if after the first time I met you, you done ran a background check. I think we're all out of control.
Yeah, but we are out of control, but we're living in a digital society, and I think the faster you find out about somebody, the better you're off because that means less time you waste on a situation that ain't going nowhere.
Right.
Yo, background check.
The story that I gave you was a true story that this woman that I was working with in the jail told me that had happened to her.
And it's probably happened a gang of times.
It's happened to a gang of people. And then the person, you know, once he was found out, he disappeared and on to the next woman. You know,
and it happens
with the women. The women do the same thing. But when you say that a woman needs to grow up and take responsibility, women are raising men. And then
men and women
You raise them to a certain degree, and then a man has to take over in raising another man. Because there's certain things that you as a woman can't teach a man. Another man has to do it.
Right.
And I say that because I am a mother of a teenager, and I know that there are things that he goes through or he's going to need that a man is going to have to handle that I cannot provide for him. So as a man, you have the hand of two worlds. You have the woman in your world, and you have the man in your world. How you decide to grow up is on you. If you've been given everything or you're a person that didn't have much, and people like to talk about Compton, I came out of Compton, or he was from Compton, so he didn't have this or have that, because that's an excuse. There's a lot of rich people that came out of Compton, a lot of well-do-to people in the world. You succumb to whatever your surroundings is, and it's your fault if you didn't move forward and began to do change in your life. And one thing that you said I will agree with you on is that if you take something away from a man, you can help him make his mind up when he's confused between two different women. If one of those women, instead of the women fighting each other over him, if one of those women step back and let go of the situation, then that man has to make up his mind. He's just going to make up his mind and be with the one that he was left with or be without.
Is my mic open?
The table will start doing
that. Your mic is open.
Oh, okay. I can't hear. There's a delay. But I don't know.
No,
did you hear my point on the background checks? Background checks are a bit of an easy way. I'm going to say the coward's way out. If we talk to each other, we can learn everything we need to know. And remember, women have been privileged in this country to not have to really work at relationships because it all starts, if you guys realize this, and I wish I could get some corroboration of it, when one sex is totally responsible, when both sex are equal, But doing all the initiating and all the paying, or even most of the initiating. But right now, I would say men are responsible for about 90% of the initiating and paying, even though women are equal. That has to change. There should be mutual pursuit and reciprocation, and that will help.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we had such a great show today.
Wow.
I want to thank everybody for coming on. We are down to the last couple seconds of the show. I want to thank the authors that came on. I want to thank Ms. Fox, as usual, K. Diddy. You can get copies of Mr. Dean's book on Amazon. Mr. Solutions, please call back again. We're going to do a part two to this show next week. Ms. Fox, the actress, the motivational speaker, please join us again next week, y'all. The show has ran out of time. One love. We're going to do the part two next week. Call back in. Thank you.
Hands up in the air. I just want the
baddest bitch
in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at.
In this motherfucker.